Hello, welcome back to Advanced Studio Classroom. My name is Brandon, and today we continue our technology article, Tech Update. And back in the studio with me, I have Joe and Zach. Welcome, panelists.
Hey, good to be here.
Glad to be back.
What have we been talking about the past 2 days, Joe?
We've been talking about technology and disasters and what to do with that technology when disaster strikes.
Very informative article and very specific because we talked about different apps that you can download. And on the first day, we talked about MyShake app. And what does that do, Zach?
MyShake app is a terrific app in case of earthquakes because it tracks kind of like any jogging or count stepping apps, mm-hmm. right? Kind of uses a similar technology mm-hmm. and it will measure seismic activity mm-hmm. for earthquakes.
Right. And we also talked about Zello and we talked about Fire Chat and Next Radio. Be sure if you did not tune in, I hope you can go back and listen to the broadcast and also review the things we talked about yesterday and the day before. Because, Joe, if you are in a natural disaster, you need all the help you can get. So it's important to prepare.
That's right. And like we were talking about yesterday, it's not just digital preparation, but also survival and prioritizing things like food and water. But also communication is very important to have.
All right, today we are taking a break from talking about disasters, but we are still talking about technology. What is our topic today, Zach?
All right, we're looking at Facebook's technology called Oculus, which is all about virtual reality, a new trend in the tech world.
Now, there are a couple of different models of this. There's the older version of Oculus and the new one called Oculus Go, and that is the one we are focusing in on, of course, because it's new, and this is a tech update. So we hope that you learned something new here today about this product. We are on page 12, and we're talking about Facebook's Oculus. This is in the realm of virtual reality, which we discuss from time to time. And Joe, have you ever experienced virtual reality in one way or the other?
I've done just a little bit and, you know, played a couple little virtual reality games, or there are actually some museum tours. It's really interesting. It's a little disorienting at first, but I think it's a new wave of technology that's becoming more and more interesting as people are learning what to do with it.
Okay, you said it's a little disorienting. What do you mean by that?
When I used it for the first time, just kind of moving around, mm-hmm. and what I'm seeing is actually different from the actual environment around me. Mm-hmm. I don't know. My body just felt a little dizzy
sure.
at first.
Yeah.
But as I started to get used to looking at it, it, you know, kind of was able to calm down and not feel like I'm going to pass out.
Yeah. Okay. How about you, Zach? Have you ever used a VR headset?
Only a little bit. One time, actually. And I felt similar to Joe, kind of disorienting, walking around dizzy in the store,
yeah, right.
and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I guess it takes some getting used to. I have a VR headset. It's nothing fancy. I've only used it once or twice, though. You can just slip your cell phone inside it, and you download an app. Maybe it's like a roller coaster or something, and it's kind of a fun thing to do. But this one, of course, is much more advanced, and I'm sure it's a lot of fun. Maybe we can test it out after the program.
Sounds good.
Sometime later this year. Well, we are on page 12, so let's get into our first reading. If you have your magazine, go ahead and open it up, or you can follow along on your digital device.
Facebook's Oculus. Facebook's Oculus wants to get 1 billion people into virtual reality. But consumers might think twice about embracing the technology if they see a high price tag. Now, Oculus is trying to make virtual reality more affordable for the masses. Facebook CEO and co-founder Mark Zuckerberg said Oculus will be releasing a new virtual reality headset for $199 that doesn't need to be tethered to a computer. The headset, called Oculus Go, will be higher quality than the cheaper Samsung Gear VR, which is designed to work with a smartphone.
All right, so Facebook's Oculus wants to actually get 1 billion people into virtual reality. And so that's a lot of people, Joe. We'll see if it happens. But consumers, what do they say consumers are thinking about this?
There's this concern that consumers might think twice about embracing the technology if they see too high of a price tag. You know, will consumers accept virtual reality? Will they buy in?
Yeah, so virtual reality is nothing really new. I mean, it's relatively new, but it's been around for a little while now. And so, you know, if people see these high price tags, maybe they'll just move on. It doesn't seem like it's really caught on in a big way yet.
No, it's interesting because, like you said, it's not really new technology. Mm-hmm. It's just been advancing.
Yeah.
Virtual reality has been sort of a techie dream since maybe the late 80s, when virtual reality was sort of green and black screens and not very interesting. But we're getting closer and closer to having a product that people can really buy.
Right. And then the fact that Facebook, this particular platform, is getting into it, I think, is another big step in introducing it, just because of how many users Facebook has.
Right. And I think, you know, there's a lot of technology out there, right? And so you have all of this VR technology, you have all sorts of technology, and there's a lot of competition.
That's right, because Facebook is not the only company that's interested in getting into VR. We also have, you know, Samsung, HTC.
Right.
Everyone wants to be that one to really get their flag out there and have people buy in.
Right. And so it's quite competitive. And so price is very important.
It really is. And it says, it points out in the article, that if consumers see or customers see this as a very high price tag, they're going to be turned off to perhaps getting into VR or virtual reality. And so it's, it looks like Facebook is trying to make this more accessible by lowering the average cost of a headset.
Right. So they're trying to make it more affordable for the masses.
The masses, which is their 1 billion, you know, their number of users, 1 billion users.
Yeah. So they're trying to reach out. And of course, if Facebook gets involved, everyone on the planet basically is familiar with Facebook. And so they're trying to use their name, I'm sure, to get this product out there and get a lot of people using it. But the price, again, is critical.
Right. The average price for a headset, is set around about $1,000. And so you can really see this is a huge, an adjustment on the price.
And that's the average price for a VR headset, right?
Right.
And so here we see that Facebook is lowering that significantly.
That's right. So Facebook CEO and co-founder Mark Zuckerberg. Are any of you Facebook friends with Mark Zuckerberg, by the way?
No, are you?
I tried to add him once. I don't know if he added me back.
Oh, man.
I don't know. Okay, well.
Don't feel offended.
Oh,
I'm sure he has many friends.
Too many friends.
Yeah.
But Mark Zuckerberg said Oculus will be releasing a new virtual reality headset for $199. And that's an incredibly discounted rate compared to the $1,000 that we're used to seeing for these headsets. And actually, this new Oculus is quite different from the other ones, it seems.
Yes, and this is something that doesn't need to be tethered to a computer. That's a good word to know, and we use it a lot, I think, with technology. What does it mean to be tethered to something?
Well, kind of like connected, in a sense. So if something's tethered via Bluetooth or via, there's different ways to connect one device to another.
Yeah.
And so you could be tethered or untethered.
That's right. And often we're tethered to our phones and, you know, tethered to technology where it's always with us.
Right. And that's, of course, not a literal, like, Bluetooth connection, but we are connected.
Right.
It's like tied around your neck kind of thing.
Sometimes literally now.
Yeah, sometimes literally.
iPhones hanging on their necks.
Yeah, that's a whole nother thing, and a whole nother topic. Okay, well, the headset called Oculus Go will be higher quality than the cheaper Samsung Gear VR, which is designed to work with a smartphone. So I guess you'll have to check it out to see if that's true, if it's actually higher quality, but that's what it says here. And it's designed to, the Samsung Gear VR is designed to work with a smartphone.
Now, that's the same kind of VR that you have, right, where it works in conjunction with a phone?
Well, I'm not familiar with the Samsung Gear VRs exactly how it works. Mine is, yeah, just you could use any cell phone with it, just slip it in, and so maybe it's similar to that. But I'm sure the Oculus Go is of much higher quality than the one that I have. Well, let's find out more about the Oculus in our next reading for today.
Oculus has been trying to find a sweet spot when it comes to the price and quality of a virtual reality headset. But access and price are just some of the hurdles Oculus faces as it tries to make virtual reality mainstream. Developers will also need to create more compelling content outside of gaming. The shift from the computing environments that we have today, which are by and large a flat screen, to ones that are immersive screens, is going to be the most challenging technology shift that we will likely ever face, said Brian Blau, an analyst at Gartner.
So when it comes to business, you want to think about your prices for things. It's very important to price things in such a way that people will want to buy it. If it's too high, well, then it may not sell. But in this case, that's what Facebook is doing. They've been trying to find a sweet spot, Zach.
Right. Trying to find that perfect price, or that spot where their customers can afford it and will buy it and they can make profit.
So they're looking for that. You know, you have the quality and you have the price, and people are weighing that out. Is it worth what they're charging and so forth? And we see that they're hoping to, or they're planning to charge $199. And most people, I think, are willing to pay for that.
Right. You know, I think of most gaming consoles or regular pieces of technology are about at that price point for kind of the low end.
Right.
You know, we have low end and high end technology. And so that seems like a fairly good price. And that sweet spot where we say, how much can we charge and how cheaply can we make it, but still make it nice? And trying to balance all of those different elements.
So there are many hurdles here we see. We have price and access. Those are just a couple of the hurdles that Oculus faces as it's trying to really make virtual reality mainstream. As we've mentioned, virtual reality has been around for a little while now, but they're trying to really make it mainstream. You think of smartphones when they first came out. They weren't mainstream, but now they are. So it seems, Zach, that that's what Facebook is trying to do for the virtual reality headset.
Right. And they're the perfect company to do it, I think. I mean, like we said earlier, so many of us are familiar and users of on Facebook. And so this kind of technology is going to be put in the hands and just caught the attention of so many people around the world.
That's the thing. You know, Facebook is something that everyone is familiar with. And when it comes to new technology, Facebook is the one that really popularizes it. I think about streaming Facebook Live. Is what really brought a lot of people into the idea that I'm going to do live recording of different special events so people around the world that I'm friends with can see it. You know, whereas before Facebook did that, it was limited to maybe gamers or people who are real techies.
Right. Yes. So Facebook is good at that. They have the name recognition and the manpower to do that. Well, we are talking about hurdles that they are facing, that Oculus faces, actually. And what are some of the other hurdles mentioned here?
Another hurdle mentioned is that developers are trying to create more compelling content outside of just gaming.
Okay, so we are accustomed to VR when it comes to gaming, but what about things outside of that? And I think that's a key because not everyone is into gaming, right?
Right. It's not always compelling for people. It's not very exciting. It's not interesting. It is for some people, but others, they might find going to a museum, perhaps, or visiting a historical site, or whatever the case may be, and trying to, that some of these developers would include different content.
Right, so you can reach more people that way, right?
Right. So, you know, I think actually in advance maybe a few months ago, we talked about how the movie industry is also trying to figure out what they can do with VR.
Right.
So you can really experience a movie.
Yeah, that would be fun. I would like to try that.
Could you imagine, like, Jurassic World VR?
Now we're talking.
Yes, that would be amazing. And so hopefully in a few years we'll be able to, you know, that will be more mainstream.
That's right. Right.
Well, the shift from the computing environments that we have today, which are by and large a flat screen, to ones that are immersive screens is going to be the most challenging technology shift that we will likely ever face. That's according to an analyst at Gartner. So let's break that down a little bit. So there's a shift possibly coming. We are used to virtual reality in the computing world, the gaming world. And we talk about this flat screen, and we have a phrase there, by and large, which is a good term to know.
Right. By and large is just, you know, everything about a situation and how we think about it, just kind of in sum, or largely, or normally, we think of it this way.
Okay, and then we transition from these flat screens to ones that are immersive.
Right. So think not just flat, but kind of a potentially 3D, something that would be a lot more entertaining. And
yeah, I think of immersive as like surrounding you, right? Mm-hmm. We use this a lot of times with language. And you're in that kind of an environment. You're immersed in it. You're just mm-hmm. surrounded by it, like, all day long.
That's right. And we see that even with our flat-screen technology. I think of Samsung TVs that they're making that actually curve.
Mm.
And so what your mind perceives is that you're actually inside of an environment as you're watching a show or a movie. Yeah. But to really actually get in where, you know, I look right and I see a tree, and I look down and I can see a rabbit, or,
yeah,
you know, really into that environment. And that's a truly immersive experience.
I'm wondering, you know, for me, I think it sounds really interesting to try this out, but I wonder if I would want to experience it all the time that way. You know what I mean? So I'm thinking, is this a trend, or is this something that will be long term? You know, will people want to do this on a regular basis, or is it just a cool thing that 20 years from now won't be happening?
I think one of the biggest questions is, will it be able to move into practical industry?
Mm-hmm.
Because once we start saying, you know, oh, I'm a mechanic, I can use VR to study new car models, or, you know, I'm a medical student, I can learn anatomy through VR. I think if we can get into that environment and not just entertainment,
right,
we kind of establish VR as a fixture in our lives.
Yeah, it functions in a very different way. There's a very practical use of it.
Right. And that will, and Brandon, your question, that really is the question that all of these different tech companies asks, right?
Mm.
Will this take off and have profit, or will it kind of be replaced by a new trend or a new technology updated down the road?
Right. I think of 3D movies. I don't like those glasses that you have to put on. I think a lot of people feel the same way. And so maybe that's not as popular as it could be. But if the, you know, the VR is kind of on a different level, I guess, but the same effect could come about if it doesn't really take off.
Right. Yeah. And this is a huge shift. I think, you know, before, our biggest shift that was comparable was probably getting smartphones, where, you know, the computer you used to have at home is now a pocket size and with you all the time.
Right.
Which is another very big shift. So
yes,
it's interesting to see kind of where the future of technology is going.
So you're saying we will be walking around with these VR headsets all the time?
Right.
You know, maybe that will be our phone and everything right there.
Right.
On our face.
There are a lot of really great books that were written in the 80s that predicted smartphones and as the VR technology that we're having. It's kind of, it's called cyberpunk, if you're ever interested in looking it up. It's a whole genre written in the 90s and 80s that kind of predicted a lot of our trends now.
All right. Back to the future kind of
thing. Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, there are high hopes. Facebook, of course, has high hopes because I'm sure they want to make some money. So let's find out about that in our last reading for today.
High hopes. Facebook has high hopes that virtual reality will become the next computing platform. Through the use of virtual reality, Facebook envisions a future in which its users will be able to experience moments shared by their friends and families, such as birthdays or a baby's first steps, like they're there in real life. But the tech firm still has to convince consumers that buying a virtual reality headset is worth the price. Oculus executives expressed confidence that their bets on virtual reality will eventually pay off. "This is going to happen," said Oculus's chief scientist Michael Abrash. "It's really a question of how quickly it happens, because it's not impossible. And it is so powerful that it will happen."
All right, Facebook has high hopes that virtual reality will become the next computing platform. And so when we talk about a platform, we use that a lot with apps and technology, don't we?
We do. And we also use it with social media, you know, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. These are all platforms that we use every day.
Right. And we talk about chatting platforms and so forth. And so you'll hear that a lot when we're talking about technology. Well, through the use of virtual reality, Facebook envisions something. What do they envision, Zach?
Well, they are imagining a future in which users will be able to experience moments shared by their friends and families, like birthdays or baby's first steps, in real life.
This is where it gets very intriguing, because it's not just in that gaming world that we were talking about. This is everyday life.
Right. And it's kind of a natural progression from what Facebook is being used now, right? Often we share photos with family and friends of important and significant moments, but this is kind of a way for them to experience, you know, in perhaps real life.
This is especially interesting to me because I live on the other side of the world from, you know, where I grew up. So I have family there, and if they could experience, you know, what's going on in my world and family, so, you know, that would be cool, and vice versa, right?
Right. I think of how many weddings I've missed while I've been in Taipei, and so many of my friends have gotten married. You could actually be at a kind of party looking around, you know,
right,
seeing what's going on.
Yeah. So who knows? Maybe soon that will become mainstream. And that word envisions is good. That's a good everyday term to know, to imagine something. It's kind of something you have in your mind and you're thinking about something that is going to happen in the future. And we see that word vision there. So that kind of is a key to the meaning of this word, but just to imagine something that's going on in the future. The tech firm still has to convince consumers, of course. They have to convince them of something. And what is that?
So they still have to convince consumers that buying a virtual reality headset is worth the price. You know, Facebook is a free platform, and now you're kind of asking people to put down money.
So their marketing department, I guess, has a big job here, right, to really sell this.
That's true. A new challenge that they normally wouldn't really have to have faced, but now with this price tag, people could be skeptical and even turned off from the platform in general.
Yeah. But what do the executives at Oculus think?
So the executives, they feel pretty confident that their bets on virtual reality will eventually pay off. And that's how it kind of goes in investment. You make a bet and you kind of try to envision the future.
Yeah, that term bet is kind of used loosely. Of course, they're talking about taking a risk. And that happens a lot in the business world.
Right.
And so they hope that it will eventually pay off.
Mm-hmm.
And if something pays off, it does what?
Well, you get your money back, in a manner of speaking. And
okay.
So, right.
In a literal sense, that's true. But in just an everyday sense, if something pays off, it works out. Right?
Mm-hmm. That's right. I think about all those grueling hours of learning Chinese. And when I can finally order food on my own, I feel, whew, all that effort paid off.
There you go. That's a great example. Well, this is going to happen, according to Oculus's chief scientist, Michael Abrash.
Mm-hmm.
And he's confident that it will happen. What's the question, though?
The question is how quickly it will happen, because it's not impossible.
All right. So it's just a matter of time before this happens, according to the chief scientist there. That's interesting, by the way. They have, I wouldn't expect to see a scientist, but I guess this is very technical, so they have all kinds of people working on this project.
Right. Well, you have to think with VR, you need someone who, you know, does design. You need people who understand how physics works in a, you know, a virtual reality space.
Right.
You also need, I think, even medical professionals who can tell you how are people going to respond to this visually.
Yeah.
How much lighting can you use for people's eyes and all those different factors.
Oh, just amazing how much goes into all of this. Well, we have been talking about different topics over the course of the past 3 days, apps for surviving disasters. We hope that you found those to be helpful. And maybe you're interested in Facebook's new toy, Facebook's Oculus Go. Be sure to, dig into that, do some more research and see if it's worth purchasing, and let us know if it is. Try it out and write into us at studioclassroom.com and let us know your thoughts. Before we go today, just want to do a quick review of a word from today that you want to leave our listeners with, one of our vocabulary words that we can review.
Today we learned the word the masses. So in this context, referring to the 1 billion people that Facebook's Oculus hopes to bring into using virtual reality, but a word that you can use in just about any setting, the masses, referring to a large amount of people.
One from today that I think is very helpful is compelling. So, you know, an interesting, exciting, argument or story. So you can have a compelling argument that will convince your customer to buy your product.
And we also just talked about the word envision. That's a good word to know, to imagine or expect something in the future. And, you know, you can think about your future as well and what does that look like. That's always a good thing to reflect on, no matter what time of year it is. Well, thank you for joining us for this month's technology article. We hope you have a great month, and you will join us next time here on Advanced Studio Classroom. Until then, this is Brandon.
And Zach.
Joe.
Saying goodbye.
Goodbye.